Because of concerns about coronavirus, UW-Milwaukee is extending its spring break by a week. When students return to school on March 30th, most of UWM's classes will be moved online. The university also announced Tuesday that one of its employees has been tested for coronavirus. The worker became ill after contact with someone who had visited a country with a level 3 travel warning. The employee works in a UWM foundation office connected to the Cambridge Commons Residence Hall. Results of the coronavirus test won't be available until the end of the week. Meanwhile, Wisconsin health officials on Tuesday confirmed a third case of coronavirus in the state, this one in Dane County. News of the case came on the heels of a second positive test in western Wisconsin. It forced the Osceola School District to cancel classes yesterday in order to thoroughly clean its facilities. The district's high school was the site of a large tournament last weekend. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
The first person who contracted coronavirus a month ago lives in Dane County and has recovered after traveling to China. The second and third people who tested positive were traveling in the U.S. and are currently isolated at home. The new cases come just as schools are heading into spring break season, when many students and families have plans to go on vacation. At a briefing Tuesday, State Health Officer Gene Ayers issued several guidelines for travelers.
We recommend anyone with pre-existing conditions, such as diabetes, lung disease, kidney or heart disease, anything that places an individual at greater risk for more serious disease, to be very judicious in any non-essential travel.
Ayers also recommended that people should avoid travel to places where the virus is spreading. She says that includes Seattle, which has recorded more than 20 deaths because of the virus. Other areas include Northern California, as well as parts of Florida and New York. Ayers expects the virus to eventually become more widespread in the Midwest. She says at some point, Wisconsin may be forced to declare a state of emergency.
That this outbreak will reach Wisconsin. And when our conditions on the ground change, we will be asking for that kind of an emergency declaration.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, symptoms of coronavirus include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Tracy DeSalvo of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services had advice for people who are considered low risk, meaning they are under 60 and don't have other health conditions.
And if they have any symptoms, they should self-isolate and they should contact their local health department or health care provider who can help them to arrange for COVID-19 testing if it's deemed appropriate.
DeSalvo says most of the people who attended the Destination Imagination Tournament at Osceola High School last weekend are considered low risk, even though the event drew participants from 21 countries. She says the local health department is working to identify and contact anyone who is determined to be at higher risk. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.